Hi everybody, welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi everyone, I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Alright, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay, I'm ready.
And of course, part one, which is...
Alright everyone, please get ready to spice up your English.
With, of course, English idiom.
That's right.
And now is the review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday's idiom was only two words.、
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember? Yesterday's idiom was no go.
Okay, 昨天我们讲到的一点非常简单的两个单词 no go 翻译成中文是不行或者呢表示一个东西呢要失败了 No go means failure. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
We're still going to have a no idiom.
Another no idiom.
Yeah, so let's see what no idiom we have for you today. Today's no idiom isNo harm, no foul. So four words. No harm, H-A-R-M. No foul, F-O-U-L. So one more time. No harm, no foul.
今天的idiom是什么呢? No harm, 没有伤害,就 no foul. 那么这个 foul 呢,我们常常会在什么情况下看到这个词呢?比如说体育比赛当中、
yeah.
一个运动员 foul 表示说犯规了那么说没有伤害那么就没有犯规是不是在体育比赛当中这是一个规则或者是一个制度呢 So what's the real meaning of no harm, no foul?
Okay, well I think if we put in a little demonstration I think we could pretty easily guess the meaning
Right, so let's start
Okay
Hey Sam, I got your phones
Oh great, hey thanks Peter
Well, I'm still sorry for the phone I broke the other day. I hope the new phone may make up for it.
Hey, look, Peter, I don't want you to worry about this, because really, no harm, no foul. The phone, it's true, you broke it, but look, you bought me this new phone, it's the same exact phone, and all the information that was on my old phone is stored on my computer at home.
Really?
Yes, so all I have to do is take this new phone, go home, sync it to my computer, and it'll be like my phone was never broken.So really, Peter, no harm, no foul. I don't want you to worry about this anymore, okay?
Okay, great. I'm feeling relieved.
Good.
我给 Sam 买了一个新的手机，原因是什么呢？前几天呢，我很不幸把 Sam 的手机弄坏了。今天我说 Sam, 我给你买了新的手机，同时呢，我还是觉得非常的抱歉。我希望呢，这个新的手机呢，能够弥补你。Sam 看了手机之后非常高兴说 Peter 没关系这个手机呢跟我原来的手机一样我所有的电话号码所有的信息啊都存到了我的电脑里面可以把所有的电话号码和信息呢放到你刚才给我买的新的手机里面既然没有任何的伤害就无所谓了就用到我们今天讲到的词组是什么 No harm, no foul
Yeah,
this is a very easy situation we use no harmNo foul. So
yeah.
any other scenario, we may still use no harm, no foul.
Yeah, there's lots of scenarios where it seems like it's kind of bad, but then actually it turns out being nothing.
Right.
So for example, when I found this idiom, it came with a nice little story.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you think of a really great baby name.
Right.
So when I have a son, I'm going to name my baby this name.
Right.
But then your friend has a son and they name him that name.
Right.
Oh, well that kind of makes you upset. But then it turns out you have two babies and they're both girls.
Right.
So you have no opportunity to use that boy name. So it's no harm, no foul.
Right, so I'm not going to use the name anyway. So
yeah.
no harm, no foul.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
另外一个场景是什么呢？我呢准备要给我即将出生的孩子取了一个名字那么我认为我的孩子可能是一个男孩子所以我取了一个非常漂亮的一个名字但是突然我发现呢 Sam 呢不给他孩子取的名字呢跟我刚才取的名字是一样的我心里呢觉得有点不舒服后来我发现我生的孩子呢不是一个男孩而是个女孩我原来取的名字就没有任何意义了没有任何作用这种情况下呢既然没有任何的伤害双方都没有任何的损失所以也就 no foul 也就没有任何的意义或者说呢就无所谓了
You know, sometimes we're walking and we kind of bump into people and we say, oh, sorry, sorry. But hey, no harm, no foul. Like, I didn't spill my coffee. You didn't get my shoes dirty. Really, nothing happened.
Right. Okay, so I think this is a very useful expression we can use when we do something we think we may cause, you know, kind of unpleasant feelings or unpleasant situations.
we think it may, but then it turns out
it's
actually
okay.
Nothing happened.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, so that's it for today's idiom study, and now let's go to part two, which is...
Part two is, of course, hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, so far we have done a lot of topics like science, technology, education. We haven't done anything about story yet.
Okay, like talk about stories or tell a story?
Well, kind of we're telling a story and at the same time we have a little chat about a story.
Oh, so today we're...
A story time.
We're going to have story time, wow.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, try something different, something new.
Sure, sounds good to me.
Okay, so before we go to the story, and now let's check vocab first.
Today's first word for Hit the Books is portrait. Portrait. P-O-R-T-R-A-I-T. Portrait.
今天第一个单词呢是 portrait, 翻译成中文是肖像或者是一个人的画像。
So you could say a personal portrait or maybe have like a family portrait. Mm-hmm. As well.
那么这个 portrait 有两类，比如说personal 你自己的一个画像，也可以呢是一个全家的这么一个 portrait.
Yeah. Okay, next we have suspect or suspect.
Right.
So I guess there's two pronunciations because one could be a
verb
and one could be a noun.
Noun, right.
So there's suspect and suspect.
Right.
Hopefully you can hear the difference. Okay, the spelling is S-U-S-P-E-C-T. Suspect or suspect.
Okay, 那么下一个单词呢 suspect or suspect, 那么发音的不同呢它的词性会有所变化。如果说 suspect means a verb,
yeah,
表示怀疑是个动词、
right.
如果说 suspect, 那么是一个名词表示一个嫌疑人以后呢有可能是一个 criminal, 但现在呢还没有 confirm yet.
Yes, so you can have some suspect practice by saying, I suspect the suspect.
Alright, a suspect or suspect.
So the first one, which is the verb, you kind of draw out the like
right.
that. I suspect.
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 Right. 所以大家呢经过一定的练习把这个词的它的名词和动词的意思呢弄清楚同时它的发音呢能够有效的区分出来。
Yeah. So just remember the verb is a little bit slower. You draw out the sound.
Right. Suspect.
Yes. Okay. Next is the word curator. Curator.C-U-R-A-T-O-R, curator.
下一个单词呢是一个职位，它是指呢博物馆的馆长，那么叫 curator.
Okay, next is the word exhibit. Exhibit. E-X-H-I-B-I-T, exhibit.
下一个单词是个动词 exhibit, 翻译成中文是展出 display.
So exhibit can be a noun.And a verb.
A verb.
So, for example, when we use a noun, let's say, there's a trial, and now there'll be a few exhibits, because let's say, like, exhibit A, for example, is a picture of the knife.
All
and
right.
then exhibit B is the picture of the blood on the floor.
Okay.
So you might see that in, like, a jury case.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you say, like, he's exhibiting something, it's exhibiting blah, 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 blah.
刚才提到的这个词 exhibit, 它可以作为动词也可以作为名词。那么作为名词来讲呢比如说在一些展会或者刚才 Sam 用的例子呢有些吓人了。比如说在庭审的时候呢看一些证物那么说证物 A,证物 B 用这个单词 exhibit A or exhibit B 但是呢比如说在一个展览会的时候呢那么说展品一展品二比如说一幅画那么第二个呢可能是一个其他好玩的一个东西那这听起来呢会比较舒服一些比 Sam 的那个庭审呢会更加可爱一些、right? 同时呢 exhibit 还可以作为动词来使用比如 exhibit something
So for example like in animal studies they sayAfter we gave the drug to the animal, he started exhibiting strange behavior.
Right. 那么它另外的一个名词形式的 exhibition, 翻译成中文是展览会的意思。
Yeah. Next is the word utter.、
Mm-hmm.
Utter. U-T-T-E-R. Utter.
下一个词呢是一个动词表示说发出什么什么样的一个声音往往呢用在比较正式的一个小说里面 utter a word or something. Used a lot in a classic novel.
Yeah, so in novels you also see the noun form, which is utterance.
Right.
So sometimes you hear people utter something under their breath. We say that a lot in the English language.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's uttering something under his breath. So maybe you see a guy on the subway, that's when we would say uttering something under his breath. Maybe he's reviewing something in his head, like an English sentence or practicing English.
Right, maybe a poem.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe a poem. Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes we use utter in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's utterly something. Like that's utterly crazy. It means here that's completely something.
Right, 那么这个词后面加一个 ly 呢，它呢跟说没有任何的关系，表示一个非常彻底的、完全的一个什么什么东西。Right, means complete.
Yes, so you could say, for example, utter failure.
Right.
It's complete failure.
Failure, right, yes.
Okay, next is the word echo. Echo.E-C-H-O, echo.
下一个单词翻译成中文是回音回声的意思，做一个动词也可以做一个名词。
Next is the word eerily. Eerily. E-E-R-I-L-Y. Eerily.
下一个词是一个副词 eerily, 表示说很奇怪的很怪异的意思。
Yeah, and it's kind of a scary.
Right, it's a strange and a scary.
Yeah, it's like strange with a little bit of scariness.
Hmm.Kind of both.
Yes. So, for example, he looked at me with an eerie stare. Kind of like the scary, weird look you give.
Eerie stare on the subway kind of really, really freak you out.
Yeah. Why is he looking at me like
that? Right.
Next is the word uneasy. Uneasy. U-N-E-A-S-Y. Uneasy.
下一个词 uneasy, 大家一定不要弄错了。它和容易没有任何的关系。大家以为呢easy 前面加一个 uneasy 可能是困难的意思，因为 easy 是容易，前面加个否定词 un 是这个不容易的，表示困难。其实呢，大家注意了，它跟困难没有任何的关系，是指一个人当时的感受呢是什么，非常不安的意思。
Yeah, so if some guy on the subway is eerily looking at you, it will make you feel uneasy.
Right, 如果说在地铁上呢，一个人给你一个 eerie stare, 那么你会感觉到非常的安。Easy.
Yeah. Okay, lastly, we have the word trunk. Trunk. T-R-U-N-K. Trunk.
今天最后一个词 trunk, 翻译成中文的是箱子的意思。
Yeah. But also, for Americans, trunk could be the back of the car, right?
Right. 那么在美式英语里面那个 trunk 还可以指呢车的后备箱。在澳洲英语里面呢车的后备箱呢用的词是 boot.
Yeah. So let's go to today's story, Sam. Okay.So here's about half of our story.
Right.
It's called The Portrait of a Journalist. When she arrived at the museum, Rebecca didn't quite know what to expect. She suspected the curator had seen her newspaper article with the photos of museum exhibits she had taken without permission. The museum's closed, miss, the guard uttered in a tired voice. But I have an appointment with the curator at 7:30.Rebecca said, puzzled. Who? Oh, Mrs. Watts. Well, you'd better go in then. Rebecca pushed open the heavy wooden door and immediately came face to face with Mrs. Watts. Ah, you're Rebecca, aren't you? She said. Come this way, please. Their footsteps echoed eerily on the stone floor as they were walking through the exhibition halls. Rebecca was beginning to feel uneasy when suddenly...The curator stopped in front of an old trunk.
Okay, the story to be continued.
To be continued.
Right. All right. Well, let's see who are in the story. How many people in the story?
Okay, well, the three people are Rebecca,、
mm-hmm.
who our story is about. There's a curator who we meet towards the end.
Right.
And there is a guard, a museum guard.
OK, 那我们看看今天故事的第一部分呢看看出现了几个人。那么第一个人呢当然是我们故事的主人公叫 Rebecca。
Yes.
第二个人呢是博物馆的这个保安 ,the guard or security。
Yes.
那么最后出现的一个人呢是 curator, 这个博物馆的馆长。
We don't really know where this story is going.
Right.
Right, there's this girl named Rebecca, she's heading to this museum, and she apparently must have been called.
Right.
Museum, right.
Maybe she got a phone call from the museum, and right?
Yeah. So we're kind of in the same boat, we can use that idiom, as Rebecca. Like, what's going on in this
right.
story?
She has no idea of the nature of the meeting.
Yeah, but she kind of feels that it's not a good reason why she's going to the museum.
Right, 那么大家看看文章一开始提到了 Rebecca 为什么去博物馆，她不是去欣赏一些展品，而是呢，她可能说收到了博物馆的一个电话，或者说有人叫她去那儿。同时呢，这个文中一开始提到了一个词是什么呢？ She suspected.
Yes.
她怀疑。那么一旦怀疑的话呢，那可能有一件不是非常好的事情可能要发生。
Right. Because of something she did earlier.
Right.
You see, Rebecca, without the museum's permission,put some photos of the museum exhibits in a newspaper article.
Right, and without permission from the museum.
Right, that's the key, is without their permissions. So Peter, if she puts these photos of the exhibits in the newspaper, is this maybe like some sort of plagiarism?
Yes, kind of violation of copyright.
Yeah.
文章一开始呢，同时也提到了 Rebecca 呢可能会遇到一定的麻烦，因为呢她没有经过博物馆的允许呢，把博物馆的一些展品呢拍成了照片，同时呢又发布到了报纸上面。那么这种情况呢，有可能涉嫌什么呢？侵权？是不是她发的那些照片给她惹了这些麻烦？所以文中提到的词呢 ，suspect。
Yeah. Now we know because we've talked about plagiarism before. That can be a very serious crime.
Right.
So I think that's why she's kind of nervous as she's going to or going into this museum.
所以她来到了博物馆的时候呢，首先她见到的是 the guard.
Yes.
那么这个博物馆的这个保安，然后呢，保安跟她说一句话呢 ，The museum is closed. 关门了。同时呢，文中用一个词 utter in tired voice.
Right. So if he uttered this in a tired voice, probably said it something like this.Museums are closed, miss.
Right.
Is that kind of like a uttering something in a tired voice?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's a long day for
long
the security,
day,
for the guard.
The day, yeah.
Okay. 那么大家知道吗？作为一个保安，如果辛辛苦苦工作一天之后呢，马上要关门了，所以他的声音会听起来非常非常的疲惫。所以用到的词呢 ，tired voice。那么大家以后比如说写英文小说的时候呢，就可以用这个单词。你工作了一天，学习了一天，然后呢，跟谁谁说话，用一个非常疲倦的口气来说呢 ，You talk to your parents in a tired voice.
Yeah,
I've been working very hard today at school.
Yes, that's right. So I used utter something under their breath, and now this is utter something in a tired voice. So it kind of seems like when you utter something, it's not like a loud, powerful statement. It's kind of just like a normal, or maybe even a little bit quiet, tired.
Right, okay, 所以大家用这个 utter 这个词呢，它往往呢说话的声音呢不是说非常的洪亮，大家可以有的时候呢想一想如何来使用这个词 utter, 但是大家注意了，口语里面呢一般不会用这个词 utter, in all English we don't use utter, right?
Not too often.
Too weird. So what did you utter?
Well, except for like uttering something under his breath, besides that we don't use it for very often.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, now,She is puzzled.、
Mm-hmm.
Why? She is puzzled at what the guard said to her because she has an appointment with the curator at 7:30. So she tells this in a puzzled voice、
mm-hmm.
to the guard.
Right. 那么她跟保安说到什么呢？她跟馆长呢，在七点半呢有一个 appointment, 就是约了一个时间是要见这个 curator.
Yeah.So we know puzzle, that can be kind of like a fun thing for us to do.
Right.
It could be something, a little puzzle on our phone, a little puzzle in the newspaper, but we can also feel puzzled.
Right. 那么大家有的时候对一个事情不理解，需要进一步的解释的时候呢，我们的表情会看起来非常的 puzzled, 非常的困惑。
Yeah. So a lot of times we say he or she has a puzzled look on his face.
Right. 那么大家有的表情呢可以用到 puzzled,Look on your face.
Yes. So to the guard, she says, well, I have an appointment with the curator. The guard says, who? Oh, Mrs. Watts. Well, you better go in then.
Okay, so the name of the curator is、Mrs. Watts.
Yes, her name is revealed.
Right.
Now she has the guard's permission to go in.
Right.
So it says that Rebecca pushed open the heavy wooden door.And immediately came face to face with Mrs. Watts.
Okay, 那么下面就出现了 Rebecca 和这个馆长见面的这个场景了。文中提到的是什么呢？ They came face to face. 他一开门呢， 就面对面的见到了这个 curator 这个馆长。
Yeah.
同时呢 curator 问他一个问题 You are Rebecca.
Yeah, but this is one of those questions we call like a rhetorical question.
Right.
Because she says, ah, you're Rebecca, aren't you? So this question is not really like,
really? Right.
But yeah, it's a rhetorical question.
Okay. So what happened later after the, you know, brief talking?
Okay, so she says, come this way, please.
Mm-hmm.
So now Rebecca has to follow this curator.
Right.
Now it's kind of interesting. It paints a good word picture here
right.
as they're walking. It says their footsteps echoed eerily on the stone floor as they walked through the exhibition halls.
Okay, 我们知道呢博物馆呢往往是非常静的一个地方。那么他们两个人在博物馆里面走的时候，他们的footsteps, 他们的脚步声呢在整个的大堂里面在整个的楼道里面发出了一种非常怪异的一种回声 echo eerily, 提到这个词 eerie or eerily, 非常怪怪的。那么这个词呢它既表示说很怪同时呢还有一种非常恐惧的一种感觉。
Right, so try to put yourself, we can say, in Rebecca's shoes. Put yourself in her situation.Here she's thinking, hey, maybe I'm here for something bad, like plagiarism.
Right.
And then as you're walking, not knowing what's going on, you have these weird sounds and this kind of strange feeling.
Right.
For sure, we would feel uneasy also.
You're right. 那么说呢，大家都知道 Rebecca 来的时候呢，就怀疑自己好像做了一件什么样的坏事情。同时呢，整个博物馆的环境让她感觉到了进一步的恐惧和恐怕。所以他觉得这脚步声呢特别特别的恐惧特别特别的奇怪。
Yeah. Right, and then the unexpected happens.、
Mm-hmm.
So here she's feeling uneasy and then whoop, the curator stops suddenly in front of an old trunk.、
Mm.
And that is where our story ends for now.
Right, 那么看看 curator, 那么这个馆长把 Rebecca 带到了什么地方呢带到了一个 old trunk.Trunk 很旧的一个箱子的前面那么这个箱子里面究竟是什么东西那么今天的故事就讲到这儿 Okay, so it's to be continued
Yeah
So if you want to find out what's in the trunk Alright, so let's see tomorrow, right?
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat
Alright, okay Well, time's up for today And see you tomorrow
Goodbye everyone, we hope to see you tomorrow
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more.Like a flower bending in the breeze Bend with me, sway with ease When you dance you have a way with me Stay with me, sway with me Other dancers may be on the floor Dear, but my eyes will see only you Only you have that magic technique When we sway I go weakI can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with me. When
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃，
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774，www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播。